For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's poppin', everybody? Hello and welcome to Popcorn Culture. My name is Ben Carlin and I am your host. Here with me today is my brother Jay, who will be in every episode.
Back in office after a week at the Disney World.
We made it.
We made it, although it was a near miss.
For you it was.
Yeah, not a near miss. Yeah. It was a near thing, as they say.
A near thing.
Yeah.
What do you
That's
mean?
That's what Dennis says. Just because I got... So, we were... Full steam ahead the week before we left for the parks. I mean, we were knocking things down. We got all of our stuff finished. I was looking forward to it, and it is what, Thursday night?
Yes, getting ready to leave like Friday.
Thursday
morning,
night, getting ready to leave Friday the next day, and I just wake up in the middle of the night and I am not feeling so good. I mean, it is just the worst possible timing. But I was like, I think I'm going to need to head to the bathroom. And there were some sponges. There were some bowel movements.
Oh, no.
It was a very rough evening. And I don't know if you know this about my wife, but her specific, like, the worst her anxiety ever gets is the fear of being sick on vacation.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, was that exactly what happened to me. Like, I mean, the night before, I'm like, why? What bad timing? What is going on?
I could not believe it. Because, like, we had gotten through the whole week. We had, like, one piece of content, like, left to do here in the office. We had, like, a midday flight. It was going to work out beautifully. Yep. We're going to be able to come in, get it knocked out. We have tons of time to load the cars. Nothing will feel like a stressful situation. And then instead it was like, oh boy, oh boy. Okay, now what's going to happen is we're already having to plan for, like, we're leaving on a Friday. We're coming back on a Friday. We won't have time on that Friday to come into the office, which means that, like, before even leaving on our vacation, we're like, we're going to have to come into work early the Saturday after a week-long vacation.
Right, which was going to be, we had to kind of plan for that to get our next episode of Through the Gryffindor out, which wouldn't have even been that big a deal, except we'd already also committed to go host a trivia event at a local Comic-Con,
yes,
which we then did yesterday. So since we've come back, we've actually been, we've done work-related things on both days.
On both days,
yeah,
yes.
And now we're back in office, and we are on yet another full tilt week because we are in office for 1 week before we leave for tour for Through the Gryffindor, our other podcast, which it's like I am so looking forward to it, but it does mean that this week is gonna just be loaded.
Nonstop.
Just nonstop.
And so, sure thing too. So you went into the Disney trip with a bit of a bummock stug,
yeah,
as they say.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if you can even hear it in my voice, but I got like whatever, like, the Disney yuck is.
Yeah, it's, yeah, like just, the post-Disney.
Yeah, like
flu or whatever.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Like I touched too many surfaces. I mean, I was hand sanitizing like crazy.
All the time.
But, you know, there's only so much you can do.
It is Disney.
It is Disney.
At the end
of the day. There's so much people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't survive it. Well, I mean, I did, obviously, because I'm here. But
you're here, yeah. But you didn't get out scotch-free.
I did not get out scotch-free. You know, this was one of the things through the pandemic, though, where it was kind of like, I felt like everybody collectively was like, you know, we're going to take, like, we take sickness, like, way more seriously now. And I was like, that's good. Because I feel like it's, like, way too often the case that, like, this sort of, like, American gusto of, like, it's like, I'm sick, but I can work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no. It's like, let your body,
like, don't
heal.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Rest. Relax. And I fully agree with that sentiment. Like, you know, it's like, under normal circumstances,
oh, yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, That's what I would do. And then it's like, well, no, that's okay. It's okay. I actually don't even feel that. I feel like I sound worse than I feel.
Yeah.
If it helps at all.
You don't, your mood doesn't seem to be affected.
No, I'm still just chipper jolly, you know, good old fashioned.
Regular good old life of the party Ben.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that me?
I mean, you used to host some really good parties.
That's back in the way back times. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. they were very fun. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if maybe you were just inviting me to be the life of the party or whatever.
It's like my ace in the hole is the fact that I will have my brother.
Right. Like I can host the party, but can I make it a party? I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, all the stadiums on the Eras tour, you know, they're not the famous ones. It's Taylor, right?
You know, exactly. I mean,
you're Taylor Swift in this analogy.
Taylor Swift, who's scripting the NFL this year for a three-peat with the Chiefs.
Classic.
I know.
Classic.
Look at Tay just running all things.
I know.
Oh, man. But I guess we can talk about the Commanders in a few minutes here.
Right.
But let's see. So Disney trip, Ben. If you've been following along with us, we did, for the past two episodes, we did some over-unders with us and the wives to take some wagers on
what we thought would go down on the trip. And I would be hesitant to do this for a third week in a row, but at this point I feel like we've drugged people through it enough.
Well, we got it. People want the results.
We need the results.
And yeah. I feel like it'll be good, like, bouncing off to discuss the different aspects of the trip.
You know, I like this. It's like a formula. It's like we created a structure, a format for how we're going to regale you with our tales.
With our tales. Okay, yeah. So let's see. So we'll dive right back in to the over under here's. The very first one we had was the amount of art Ben buys. We had it set at half a point. So all Ben had to do was buy
any art
to get the over. Ben and Beth took the over. Me and Alice took the under. Ben, how'd you do?
I didn't buy any
art. You didn't buy any art.
But I kid you not. So what I've said in the past is that there's an artist by the name of Will Gay who does like a lot of like parks related artwork. We've seen a lot of his stuff throughout the years. Yep. We have always really liked it.
Every time.
And I was at one of the Disney art stores and I walked in and I'm like scanning. Cause like I can like zero in. I mean, you can see it. You know, it's him.
His style is very signature. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go over to it and I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's a painting of like the aliens from Toy Story participating in Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin.
Yeah.
With like Zurg and like lasers going everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's an absolutely gorgeous piece.
It is awesome. Yeah. You sent me a picture and it was the original artwork.
It was the original.
The original one, not like a print of it. Right. And it was really cool. And it was like, it even had meaning because it was like, that was like when we went to Disney World as kids in 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Like that, like the Space Ranger spin was like our first favorite ride ever. I think we did it like six or seven times.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And like since then we have made a viral video about that particular ride, like how to get the perfect score on it. We've done it.
Yes.
Like it is... that ride in particular will always have like a special place to me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I was like, this is not like an obscure one. This is not like, I'm trying to think like, you know, Peter Pan at Magic Kingdom or something, which I don't even think I've ever ridden before.
No. Not worth the wait, Ben.
And there's always a huge wait. That's the
huge
thing.
Huge wait for no reason. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but either way. So, so I was like, I don't know. I'm like, it means something. It's the artist we want. It's right here. It's the original. Still worth what it costs, but very expensive.
But expensive, you know, I know.
Like, that can be true and still not be in our budget. And so that's exactly what happened. So I was like, man, I really like it. And like, I sat down in front of it. I was like taking pictures of it. I was texting you about it. Like, Alice is a picture of me crouched in front of it, just like staring at it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was just like, it's like, I couldn't have really asked for a whole lot more.
Right.
You know, shy of maybe like the castle with Mickey in front of it or something, you know, like,
even that might not be as cool.
Might not be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's just like, I don't know. I did think about it for the rest of the week too.
Well, and the thing is, you know, it's not like the game's not even over, really.
It's true.
It's not like you couldn't call that shop and they'd be like, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you unless you're here in person.
Unless you're here in person. Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. You know, it's still in play, but at the moment, where you didn't get it.
Under. Yeah. So that means you and Alice both get a point.
That means me and Alice both get a point. I should have actually tallied the points here.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. We can maybe we'll do that afterwards. Or maybe we can try and keep track of it here.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
I've got a point. Maybe I can't keep track of all four of us.
Right.
All right. So then we had the number of Pluto pins we would gather.
Yes.
And boy, we might be stuck on this one for a while because boy, were pins the name of the trip.
Dude, our family like has the collector's gene. You probably heard us refer to it like that before. I don't even know if it's a real thing, but we have it.
We got it.
And we can't seem to shake it. We've done it our whole life, whether it was Beanie Babies or Hot Wheels or Pokemon cards or paintings by Will Gay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of which we have zero in our collection.
But in my head, I have many.
In your head, you have concepts of being a Will Gay art collector.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I know his signature WG in the bottom left corner.
There you go. So we've got a bunch. And you know what's crazy about the Pluto pins? I would say Pluto pins. That was the betting line here. But the way in which, like, basically every member of the family is, like, in on it,
yeah.
It is, like, I've rarely seen everyone so united on something.
And it's pins.
And it is, I mean, it's fun. So, it started with Pluto. And we did well. But, in the past trips, like, Luke, he was a little bit into it. Like, the kids loved, when we were on the cruise, the kids loved running down the hallways and checking the doors and looking for pins. And the idea of just taking a pin and leaving a pin was good enough for them.
Right.
Then.
Now they've elevated their game.
They have stepped their games up a little bit. Luke in particular.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of like started like settling in on like different characters or themes they wanted to collect.
Yes.
As it were. So for Addison, for Christmas, I gave her the zero pins.
Yes.
And so I would say maybe like zero was the character, but like generally maybe just a cool Jack pin or a cool Sally pin was also in play.
Yeah. I think sort of like, maybe not as far off the beaten path when it comes to like Nightmare Before Christmas characters.
Yeah.
Like probably not like the little minion kids,
yeah,
or like the Oogie Boogie Man or something.
But right.
Like, yeah. Jack, Sally, Zero, I think we're all sort of like inside of that overall like umbrella of collectors.
Right.
Yes.
Right. But then also just sort of out of nowhere, it seemed like Addie picked up just like a real focus on Princess Jasmine.
She really, really
yeah.
did. And she's gone through stages where she's been like huge into Moana. She's been through stages where she's been huge into Tangled. She loves Nightmare Before Christmas. Like she's had like her phases, her eras or whatever. But like she hasn't even really watched Aladdin, but she has like, you know, Disney princess figurine sets, like bath toys, like, you know, just like all the myriad of stuff that people who kind of like know what I do and like gifts that end up being given to her.
So right.
She's been exposed to the character of Jasmine and how Jasmine has a tiger named Raja, and she's all about that. And she loves Jasmine's aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I think we talked a little bit maybe when Alice was on with us about how there's a little girl in her preschool class who went dressed as Jasmine for Halloween and just perfectly nailed it.
Yeah.
Dead on the money there. Going into the trip, Addie was just like all in on Jasmine very quickly. And it was really, really cool because she was dressed as Jasmine basically every day. This was
pretty
like,
much. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like one of those things where we have all these like adorable outfits all like laid out for her. And we're so excited to, you know, based on each part, kind of theme her accordingly, you know, if it's like, you know, Hollywood Studios versus Magic Kingdom or Epcot or whatever.
Right.
And so we're on the bus on our way to our first day at the parks, which is Hollywood Studios. And this man is just like sitting across us and he's, you know, he's kind of got like his binder there and he's just quietly like, you know, sitting by himself. And he finally looks up and he's like, would you like a Jasmine pin? And she, you know, she's like, yeah. And he's like, you want like a, like, you know, this or like a macaron? And like, Addie loves macarons.
Yep.
I make them.
Yeah.
And her favorite princess is Jasmine. So we're like, that one, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so then it was just like this amazing moment that we had with this like really nice man.
Yeah.
Who just like gave her a pin out of his binder.
Well, that's so nice.
Yeah. Just spreading the magic.
Well, Jasmine, it turned out, was much easier to find pins for than like Zero specifically.
Yes.
Like around the boards too, because anytime you're looking, like suddenly it was like, you know, I would see a Jasmine pin and I'd be like, oh, I may as well get that for Addie.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like, and then every time we're at Disney, there's always the like the princess crown collection. Like they always have the different crowns. And like every time I'm there, I have wanted to buy one so badly. And I'm always like, these are like the girliest pins. I have no reason or anything to do with them. I just think they're cool, but I don't have a reason to own them.
It's because they are cool.
I know they're cool. That's why I want it. And I was like, I don't, you know. Never had a reason to get one, but this time I saw the pins and I was like, oh, the day has come.
I have the excuse.
I have a niece and I'm buying her the Jasmine crown.
Yes.
So I got her. So I found the Jasmine crown and a Zero pin I could just buy and not trade for.
Yes.
So I got both those for her. Hands down. But then like dad was going big on like the Goofy pins and mom was trying to get Dalmatian pins and Luke, boy, oh boy, for some reason, it's very similar to how Addie just settled on Jasmine for no particular reason, having not seen Aladdin.
Right.
Luke has been exposed to the character of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yep.
Before. Had not seen the movie, have seen it now, but had not seen it, just sort of thought Stitch was cool looking, and for whatever reason, Stitch just took root in his brain, and he was like, I'm collecting Stitch pins, which, let me tell you, is the pin character to collect, because it is, hands down, not close, by 3 miles, the most popular pin character
it is
out there.
So unbelievable to me how much this is true.
It is crazy.
Because like Lilo and Stitch is not even in like one of Disney's more like, I mean, I know it's a highly beloved film.
Yeah.
But it's not like in one of like Disney's like heyday eras. It's not like the Disney princess line.
Yeah, it's like in the post-Renaissance era where like a lot of like you call it the post-Renaissance, but it's almost become like the cult classic era.
Yeah, I mean, there's like Emperor's New Groove
is in there. That's the one we fall into. Tons of people love Lilo and Stitch. Atlantis is in there.
Atlantis is really good. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like there's not like they're bad, but for whatever reason, they just weren't like meshing with the audiences of the day. But over time, people have realized, what's the other big one? The Treasure Planet.
People love
Treasure Planet. It's all from like that era stuff.
Yes.
But boy, Stitch, for whatever reason, scratches the intersection between people who loved Lilo and Stitch and people who like to collect pins is like a perfect circle.
Yes, you know. I know. Yeah, it like works out like incredibly, incredibly well. Like it, it reminds me like a little bit of, and hopefully this is a good example. Like when your wife Beth was prom princess.
Yes, she was.
Right, but like I bet if you were to ask Beth, she would not be like, I was a popular girl in high school.
Right,
like not like that really wasn't like the crowd of people that we existed in.
Right.
In general. However, she was part of the marching band.
She was part of the marching band. She was the drum major for the marching band.
Yes. Yeah, so she was like a leader amongst what is otherwise then a lot of
the largest voting block.
Yeah. Is it like a plurality? Would that be like the right word?
That's probably the right word. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's like the biggest voting block would come from the marching band, who were then all like, maybe, you know, she's extremely well liked within the marching band.
Yes.
So
yes.
Then you have a whole bunch of people all zeroing in on the same person.
Right. Like, oh, we can just vote for our person this time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because the way our prom court worked, like for homecoming, like the entire grade had to like nominate 5 people and then you would like vote on those 5 people.
Right.
But for whatever reason, the prom one was different. It was just like, I feel like the list of people you could vote for was like 30 to 40 long or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was like a huge number. And it was like, I remember voting on that. And this is like after I'd already asked Beth, I remember seeing her name on there and I was like, oh my God, she's going to win. Like, because of this, I was like, because everyone in the marching band will vote for her. Like,
yes.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And she did, you know, she came in second, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, prom princess. So that was, yeah, that's kind of what happened. But you think this is what the Stitch is having this effect?
I mean, not that I don't like the character of Stitch or anything like that, but like, I think the thing is that he's very like adorable in his own way.
Yeah.
But like, and I was going to compare it to like maybe like Grogu. Like Grogu is like incredibly adorable, but like, in my head, I think Grogu might be like more adorable.
Oh, definitely Grogu is, I think, for sure. Yeah. Although I've seen just like the trailer for like the live action Stitch, and they have done a good job. He looks very good.
He does look really good. Yeah. He does look really good. Yeah. So anyway, somehow, some way, Stitch, hugely popular.
Hugely popular.
Amongst like pretty much all Disney merch.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Notably pins.
Notably pins, but kind of all merch. Like you go, there'd be, you know, the toy section and then the Stitch section.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know where the popularity like comes from. Cause I mean, Lilo and Stitch is good. There's no doubt. But like, it is next level in terms of like merchandising.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yep.
But so Luke zeroed in on Stitch as the character that he wanted to collect. And man, oh man, if you think, I mean, you were saying before, like when we went to Disneyland, you were like, oh, you're like so good at like getting pins or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Boy, the student has become the master has become the student, because geez, was Luke like crushing it.
Was he?
I mean, he walked in there with zero Stitch pins, and I think he left the trip with like 26 or something.
Holy cow.
I mean, we were on the plane. Dad had bought these little like pin binders for all the grandkids. So like him and Nick and Nate and Addie all had one, and he put like 3 starter pins in there for them to like trade on the boards with. And by the end of the trip, Luke did not have room in the binder.
Wow.
Like some of it, because like, you know, we had a bunch of trader pins, and you know, we're all sort of looking for like Stitch pins on there. And, you know, we gave them all a bunch of extra traders and stuff. But then, yeah, similar, like he would come across, you know, people that would see that he was doing it, and they'd be like, oh, here, do you want this Stitch pin? So he would just sort of like collect rogue free ones from people. Like, we found another guy who was like decked head to toe in like Stitch ears. He had double lanyards on, like that were like dripping Stitch pins. He had a binder full of them, and like Luke went and traded with that guy, and he like, you know, he immediately recognized, he's like, oh, this kid, he gets it, you know,
right?
We're
right,
on the
yes.
same page, me and him, you know. He's like, and he said he'd been collecting them for 10 years. And he's like, hey, 10 years from now, maybe you'll look like this. And it was like, 10 years ago, you might have looked like Luke, you know?
Right,
exactly.
Right,
so
yes,
like
yeah.
maybe he really recognized something. So I think he traded with him, and then like he gave him another one for free. And someone else at that table gave him one. And it was just sort of like, you know, people like could like feel Luke's enthusiasm and were like happy to donate to the cause.
Right.
And stuff like that.
I think that's like the thing that's so cool about it, too, is that it's like it's. The currency is so great because you're always so excited about it, but it's so shareable.
Yes.
As well. And like the smallest little things can make such a big difference to someone's day.
Yes, it absolutely can. So, yeah, Luke absolutely walked away with the most number of new character pins for his collection.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Although, like, if Luke picked the most optimal character, because any pin trader you come across has got a whole page of Stitch pins or whatever.
Sure.
On the other hand, Nick decided that what he wanted to get was little aliens from
Toy Story.
That was like his thing, or Slinky Dog from Toy Story, because he rode Slinky Dog Dash.
Yep.
That was like his first roller coaster and he loved it. So that was his thing. Aliens and Slinky. Slinky, never going to be a super widespread pin.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the aliens would, because the aliens are sort of like the minions of Pixar.
They sort of are, yeah. They're like a really iconic design. They're very striking with like the bright green and like the blue.
Right. It's easy to like put them in a lot of costumes. They look, they're funny looking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he chose aliens, and then Nate has always loved Lightning McQueen, so he wanted to do Lightning.
Okay.
And I would have thought that's a slam dunk. Like Lightning's, you know, maybe the most merchandisable Pixar character they've ever made.
Yes.
He's the star of 3 movies. There's Cars Land. There's a Cars attraction at Hollywood Studios. Like, he's the main character. It's not even like Mater, you know.
Right.
Main
right.
character energy. But it turns out that the aliens and Lightning are like just they do not share a large pie of the pin zone.
They've been blacklisted.
They've been like blacklisted or something. I don't know why. It was like weird. We could not find them almost anywhere. And we like started talking, you know, we were at Epcot. This is where the pin trading really happens.
Yeah.
Like out in front of the store. We were talking to the traders and like, you know, me and Beth were there one night and we're trying to get ones for each of our sons. So we're looking for like the aliens or Lightning McQueen or something. And one of the guys literally looked up and he goes, "Good luck." And we were like, "Really?" And he's like, "I can't tell you how many people have asked me specifically about aliens or Lightning McQueen, and they just don't make them. Like, they're just not a lot of those pins."
Wow. So,
I know. And I was like, exactly. Wow.
Wow.
Great Lightning.
Wow.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Thanks, yeah. I practice my Owen Wilson all the time.
I know. So I was like, this is so weird. Like, how, like, the aliens maybe I can understand. Like, side Toy Story character.
Right.
But, like, Lightning?
It's shocking to me.
It
like,
is.
I felt like they made a Lightning McQueen everything. Like,
everything.
I feel like I have a vague recollection of there being like a toy aisle at like Walmart that was like just Lightning McQueen stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like how can he be left out of this conversation? I have no idea.
Right. Yes.
Very weird. Unless it's just like, well, Lightning kind of looks the same all the time or something.
I guess I could vaguely see that. Like, you know, whereas like if you wanted to take like they even did this in the Cars movie, but like if they were to take like a Buzz Lightyear color scheme and apply it to a Cars shape, the car is like a really good vehicle, pun intended, for other characters to be like represented.
Yeah.
Like you could almost take every other character and they're like turn them into a Cars character, but maybe like a little bit harder to turn any car into everything else.
Yeah.
But then there's like the 95, which seems
the 95, the Lightning Bolt, the, you know, yeah, you could make, you know, cupcakes look like Lightning McQueen cupcakes.
The eyes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what I'm talking about. They can absolutely do this. I don't know why it's not there. I don't know why Lightning is not well represented in this area. It was very weird. But anyway, we didn't do it. I think we ended up with like 3 alien pins and like, you know, 2 Slinky pins.
Man.
Yeah. And I don't know if we got any Lightning. So.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, that's those numbers are.
It's unbelievable.
They're low.
I mean, there's a Pixar section of pins.
You know, I know, yeah.
You
yeah.
think there'd be at least the main character from every Pixar movie. Yeah. But there's not. Hmm. So, you know, more on that. And then if you're wondering, Beth also was like lightly settling on like Daisy Duck as well.
Yeah.
Just there. Okay. So, yeah. But like very selectively, not like every Daisy is a Daisy worth picking.
Okay.
You know.
Not every Daisy. Yeah.
Pun intended as well.
Nice.
Very much like Daisy, but if it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we ended up with like 6 Daisy pins or something. As for the Pluto line, the line was 13 and a half. And Ben, it was close. It was close. Because at the end of our final day in the parks at Magic Kingdom, I had collected exactly 13 Pluto pins.
Wow.
But actually, at the start of the day, I had collected 13. So we made it through Magic Kingdom without getting a single new one.
Net zero.
Very rare.
Yeah.
Especially at Magic Kingdom. That's like home base.
Right, yeah.
For Big P.
Especially for like the, what do they call them? Like the Sensational Six or whatever?
Yeah, the Sensational Six. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then, as weird luck would have it, you got to the park a little bit before us that day, and apparently the park was closing at 4:30 instead of its usual time at like 8.
8 or 9, yeah.
8 or 9.
For like a cast event, a cast member event.
Yeah, like cast appreciation day or something, where I guess the cast was going to get to go to Magic Kingdom.
Which is a cool thing to do for their staff.
Very
kind
cool.
Kind of disfortunate thing for us.
Well, disfortunate maybe.
Maybe.
So that was our initial read on the situation. That was like, what? Our final day in the parks is going to be cut short?
Right.
For no reason? Not for no reason, but like we paid all like, you know, it wasn't like we got a discount on the tickets or anything. Like, oh man.
Right.
This is no good. But it turns out everyone else seemed to know ahead of time that this was going to happen. So tons of people just didn't go to Magic Kingdom that day.
Yes.
And as a result, the park was pretty empty.
So we got to just like walk onto like lots of stuff.
Like everything. And this was like another weird thing. It seemed like they almost like didn't want you to know unless you asked. They certainly weren't advertising it. We never got any notifications or emails about it.
Yep.
But we talked to like a guest services person. We're like, you know, the parks are closing at 4:30. Can we upgrade our pass to like a park hopper? Or is there like, you know, what do we do? Because we didn't know that was going to happen. And they were like, oh, well at 4:30, your pass will turn into a park hopper for one other park. So you can go to one other park at like 5. And we were like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, you should get a notification on your phone about it. But then come 5:00, no notification. And we're like, Is this gonna work?
Is this accurate?
Is this gonna work? Because we can, you know, we would like to go over to Epcot again, but
cue heist music.
Cue heist music. So me and Beth, the grandparents decided to take the kids. So me and Beth, like, we get on the monorail and we take it and we do the transfer and we get all the way over. Then we're talking to other people and they're all like, "No, we just had park hopper." And we were like, "Did we get bad intel? Did that guy not know what he was talking about?"
Right, right. Yes. Yeah.
And we get to the park and we talk to a person at Epcot and we're like, they're like, "Oh, it should work." And we're like, "Okay, if you had one, you know," and we go to scan in and we're like, "I can't believe this is going to work." And it doesn't work. And we're like, "Oh, what is this?" And like, "Oh, we see what happened. If you had a 1 day pass, it turned into a park hopper at 5, but you guys had 4 day passes." And then we're like, "Oh no." But we went and talked to guest services and they were like, "Oh, no problem. Here you go." And hooked us up. We solved. Walked right in. Wow. Solved. We did it. Meaning we got to return to Epcot, Pin Trading Central.
Pin Trading Central.
And this time we didn't have the kids with us so we could really like sit and like do it.
Yeah.
And we went from 13 to like 19 Pluto pins on the day. So we turned it around.
Boom.
And we
bam.
Got the over on the Plutos. And man, we came home, put them on our board, and like, even with my new setup, we're fit to burst. Like we can not fit that many more.
I don't know how this keeps happening.
I don't know how it keeps happening. I'm like, now I really wish I hadn't cut that centerpiece out because I could get a smaller Pluto print and just encroach upon it, you know?
Darn.
Oh, well. I'm going to have to, yeah. So.
So does that mean that now you have two and
I have two.
I have one.
You have one because you also took the over, as did Beth and Alice.
Okay. So you and Alice maintain 2-1 leads.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Shopify. Story time. When I was a kid, I wanted to build a treehouse. I couldn't figure out, though, how to get the wood into the tree, and saved my money and walked to a hardware store to buy a pulley. It just never fully occurred to me that I'd not be able to mount the pulley way up high before I could put it to any use, and unfortunately, I was back to square one. And so then fast forward to adulthood, and all of a sudden, I had ideas. Even more ideas somehow, but had no idea how to mount the pulley per se. That is until Shopify. Jay and I use Shopify for our online merch store, The Mercantile, and my wife Alice and I use it for our consignment clothing business. And let me tell you what, it is a game changer. It's like buying the pulley already mounted to the tree. They've got easy to use templates so you can get your business going in no time, but then it's robust enough that you can really fine tune your page and make it uniquely your own in time. And it's because businesses that grow really do grow with Shopify, and it seems to grow with you at the same time. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/poppop. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/poppop to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/poppop. Popcorn Culture is sponsored by Mint Mobile. I don't know about you guys, but I like keeping my money where I can see it. Unfortunately, though, traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping my money where they can see it, which I personally find to be totally uncool. So I switched to Mint Mobile. And my first worry was like, is this just too good to be true? $15 a month? But let me tell you what, we've been touring all over the country and put this plan through the ringer, pun intended, and I haven't been trapped in a closet full of chainsaws even one time. I'm not totally sure why, but it seems like that's where people in movies never have self-service. I'm assuming this is a common expression. Yes, right? And the other cool thing, though, is that you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. So ditch your overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. If you like your money and hate dark basements and thunderstorms, another place with no cell service, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/poppop. That's mintmobile.com/poppop. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 GB plan required, equivalent of $15 per month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Then, so our next one was, we signed up for Slinky Dog Dash, Tower of Terror, Tron, and Flight of Passage. How many would Luke ride out of those four?
Oh, I think I took, I think I took, was it 2.5?
The line was 2.5, yes.
And I think I took over.
You took the under.
Oh, I took the under.
You took the under.
Oh, dear.
Yes, yes, you did. And you actually win this one.
No, yes. Wait, ding!
Ding! Yeah, so I took the over on this one. You, Beth, and Alice all took the under, so you all get this point. I'm the only one who went over. The only one of those four that Luke did ride was Flight of Passage.
Okay.
Which he was so hyped on Tower of Terror, but for some, like, in my mind, like, I don't know how, like, we maybe missed this. I don't think he knew what the word terror meant.
So it was like Tower of Fun.
Tower of Fun. Yeah. What does terror mean? Maybe that's just like the name of the building or whatever.
Tower of Delight.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? But he got into the queue and he started noticing all like the cobwebs and like the creepy looking stuff. And he was just like, So
not good. Not good.
Not for him. So him and Mom got off the ride and they went and did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Which
is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Also super fun ride. Like, don't skip that one. That one's good. So we didn't do Tower of Terror. Slinky Dog, he saw Slink coming down the hill. They have that big like spot where you can see the roller coaster right there.
It's like a very good like money spot.
Yeah. He just thought it looked too fast for him. He didn't want to do it. But Nick and Nate did do Slinky Dog.
Nice.
And they loved it. They had an absolute blast on it. So that is why that was like the start of Nick's Slinky Dog pin. Right there.
Okay.
So, because afterwards, like, you know, we got them Slinky Dog Dash pins. I was like, this was your first roller coaster.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So that was super fun. And they loved that. And then Flight of Passage, on the other hand, Luke did do, and he loved it. He was all about it.
Dude, Flight of Passage is really interesting. So it's like an Avatar themed ride, like Avatar, like Blue People, not Last Airbender.
Yeah, not Last Airbender.
And it is like you're on the back of one of like the banshees.
Yeah,
and
the Ikron.
Like, the Ikron. And it's just like, because you've got this like 3D helmet on, it's like you're flying through everything. You can like feel the Ikron like breathing, like kind of like around like your legs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so wild. But I mean, I remember the first time I did it, I was like, I must have flown in a past life, because I was like, I remember this feeling.
Wow.
And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what it could have been. I can't think of any other life experience that I would have done that like would have given me that experience. But I was just like, this rattled something deep in like the,
right,
the soul brain waves or whatever.
Right.
Like, what was that? which is kind of interesting. So, anyway, it's a very cool ride.
It is a very cool ride.
I'm glad that Luke did it.
Yeah, Luke did it. That was absolutely one of like those like magic moments for me. Like when we got off that ride, he was just like so happy and so ecstatic about it. So then we got him like a pin for that one, you know, like, oh, this is nice, your first, nice, like, nice, really big ride. So those are out of those. And then Tron, he was not, by that point, that was our last day there. And he had realized that he did not like super fast roller coasters, at least not yet.
Oh, he's not yet. He'll get there.
But although, so those are the four we wrote down for the bet. I will say that of those four, he only did one. But he did, and this was surprising to me, he did do Cosmic Rewind.
There we go.
So yeah, at Epcot, which is maybe the most intense ride at any park
in
Disney. No, he did not.
Yeah,
He did not. No. We told him it was Guardians of the Galaxy and like Groot, and I kind of thought like, part of me was like, at this point he had done Flight of Passage, and I was like, that was like thrilling and fun. Like maybe you can like do it. Like you are tall enough to do it, and he wanted to do it. You know, that one's good because you can't see the ride ahead of time,
right?
So you can't like psych yourself out about it or anything. But I had forgotten about that ride that they do the backwards launch,
yeah,
which that caught him off guard as it does. And then the whole time it's very dark in there, and the whole time he was just like, when's it gonna be over? Oh no. Like, I think it was like maybe too much. But the whole rest of the trip then we could be like, well, Luke, you did Cosmic Rewind, you know, like you did do it, you made it, you know,
yes,
you did a scary thing. So I think in time he will come to realize that was like pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That he did do it. Yeah. But we have a great picture of him like eyes wide, like, oh my God, what's happening?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So, well, he did do two big rides, but still hit hit the under on the line.
Okay, okay, there you go. Well, I will say, just for the sake of Addy, who is currently three,
yes,
for posterity reasons, if we're ever coming back to this and being like, how old would she have been when they were recording, yes, this episode? So she was three. She did Smuggler's Run.
Whoa, yeah.
Which, nice, is like
with the Millennium Falcon.
With the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
And we, like, that was a funny one because Elsa's mom and aunt went on it before us, and we had realized that Addy was technically tall enough to do it, which I think is only like 38 inches, like, in order to ride that, yeah, particular ride. And they came out and they were like, no way, she can't do that. Like, that's way too intense. And we were like, well, she wants to, so we're going to give it a go.
Well, we're going.
Here goes nothing. Let's see what happens. It was the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I was so proud of her. I mean, and she did great. Like,
amazing.
I mean, you know, I think that, like, there was a couple moments where, like, it kind of, like, spooked her, but, like, she does a really good job with stuff like that. And I think that maybe she's just so young that she doesn't even know what to be afraid of.
Right.
Which might just be, like, benefiting her.
Right. Yes.
Overall.
I think so.
But either way, hopefully, like, she will remember having done it, which will then grease the wheels going forward for other big things.
Nice.
I was very proud of her.
And nice.
I was a pilot. She was an engineer in the back. And so I got to, like, look back at her, like, you know, she's
press
so,
the button.
I literally, yeah, yelled that at her. I was like, Addy, press the blinking button. But she was so tiny and her legs, like, barely even, yeah, reached the end of the chair.
That is awesome. Let's see. I also, Nick and Nate, also did Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that was another one, like, where you can see this happening. You know, you can see the big drop on it.
Right.
And again, Luke was like, I don't think so. But Nick and Nate were, you know, maybe they didn't see it, or maybe they didn't know, or maybe they didn't care. I don't know.
One or any of the above.
We got them on the ride. Fun ride. First time I'd been on that one since they'd, like, refurbished it for, yep, Tiana.
Yep.
And we got to the top and they went down it and they both loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did the drop there. And then the way the lightning lanes worked out, like, because Luke didn't do his, we had, like, one extra one, and Nick, like, he loved it, but he didn't want to get wet again. But Nate was like, I want to go again. So he ran it back to back. And the second time he threw his hands in the air, man. He was, like, all in on Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
That's incredible.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, that is awesome. He was just grinning the whole time. So he had a blast on that one.
Oh,
that was really fun too.
They're growing up, Jay. They're growing up.
I know. I was like, you're doing big rides now. That was really fun. That was really fun. Let's see. Then we had the next one here is, how many zero pins did we gather? So I don't know how many. I know I bought Addy one. I don't know if you collected any additional zeros.
Well, let me look. I took a picture of her pin board last night.
Okay.
I
sent it to, okay,
you guys, but I can't remember right off the cuff how many more there would have been. I think it was I think it may have just been the one. Yeah.
Well, so certainly we didn't get to 6.5.
No, we sure didn't. But nope. She probably did collect 7 new pins.
Yeah. So yeah, how many Jasmine pins did you net? How many Jasmine plus the 1 0?
I think that would bring us to 6.
Bring us to 6? Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we're right there.
Right there. Yeah, so
yeah.
No matter what, we didn't get 0. We were very close on number of pins Addy got, but it seemed like Jasmine maybe took over as the one she was actually going for, that people were able to get for her.
Yes, anyway. Yeah. That one definitely is, like, much more common.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I almost feel like if you pick any princess, you're going to be pretty set.
It's a safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet. They're promoting the princesses for sure. So anyway, we all took the over on this one and we all lose.
Oh,
so
shoot.
You said over specifically 8. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. So, didn't get there. The next one was, how many fireworks shows do we watch? And not counting the one at, from the Contemporary.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So
the Wicked Wind Down, which we had, like, access to,
which was still incredibly awesome.
That was, we went to that the first night. And that was when I was, like, starting to think maybe I felt better.
Okay.
And I just had, like, a big pretzel. They had, like, appetizers, which were just sort of like fancy Disney snacks.
Right.
So I got the big pretzel. It was super good. And I think maybe if I'd stopped at the pretzel, I would have been okay. But then they brought out this, like, 7-layer chocolate cake thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't not eat this.
It was so good.
But I think it was one step over the line. And then I set myself back a day on recovery. Ugh. And yeah, it wasn't great. Most of the lines I was standing in at Hollywood Studios were for the bathrooms. So,
oh, you know, man.
Not the best. But in any case, did I can The line for this one was just half a point. So whether we watched any or not.
Okay, I saw them at Epcot.
You saw them at Epcot. I saw them nowhere else.
Nowhere else? Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. That's kind of an interesting one to score then.
I know. So, like, in a way, I think we both get the point. Or, I don't know. How do you want to score that?
I mean, maybe both get a point. It seems fine because it's almost like that's the average.
Yeah.
Is 0.5.
Is 0.5. Yeah. So, you did watch one. I did not watch one.
Right. Yeah. Right,
outside
right,
yeah. of that one. Was Addy with you when you watched it?
Addy was not with me when I watched it.
Okay, so no kids watched any.
No kids watched any.
No kids saw any fireworks. All right, there we go. Next one, this one hurts, is how many perfect scores do we get on Buzz Lightyear? The line was 1.5. And the answer is 0. We got 0.
None. You didn't even do it.
I didn't do it. Beth was so close. She was one shot away.
Oh my gosh.
She was at like 960,000 or something. She needed just one more target hit. I so thought she was going to get it. Even if she had, we would have been under. We needed 2 to get over. I'm the only one who took the over though. So you, Alice, and Beth all get a point.
Yay! For that one. I think Alice is winning right now.
Is she?
I believe so.
Oh man.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. If you're keeping track at home. Space Ranger spin. It was very close. It was very close. But this one, what was fun about this one was right outside of it when you exited, there was a meet and greet for Stitch, which was amazing because Luke was all in on Stitch this week.
Dude, did Dad also take pictures with Stitch though?
Yeah.
I feel like this is what I love the most about having the grandparents with us is that whatever the kids fixate on, the grandparents are like, yes.
Got it.
I bleed these colors now.
We're in.
Yes. It's like, there's like no hesitation. They're just like completely in on it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that was really fun. We went and stood in the Stitch line and like, we got some great pictures. The kids were all, they were, I mean, the, you know, as much as like whatever the grandkids are into, Dad will be into, whatever Luke's into, Nick and Nate will be into.
Okay.
And so like as we were going, like we couldn't find Lightning McQueen pins. So Nate was just sort of also picking out different Stitch pins. I think he ended up with like 5 himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was pretty fun. But when they were meeting Stitch, all 3 of them were just like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like that we actually have like a great picture of me and all 3 boys and Stitch all smiling at the camera.
No.
I know. And Beth was just like kicking herself. She's like, why didn't I get in there? I was like, I don't know.
This is like y'all's like family photo for next year's Christmas card. It's like, Stitch.
Stitch. Beth's in the Stitch costume, you know?
That's it. Yeah. Oh my God, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh man. The meet and greet I have to tell you about though, that was kind of amazing for us, is that Addy watches a show that's kind of like a Disney Channel show.
Yeah, like Disney Junior.
Yeah. Disney Junior. Called Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy. Ooh la la.
I've missed this one.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Fancy Nancy at this point in time. She likes all things fancy and all things Paris. And Addy was so excited to meet her. And it was like, we sort of like failed, I think. Not failed. I mean, we brought her to Disney, which was amazing. But we kept telling, you know, for like weeks in advance, we're like, okay, Addy, like in 3 weeks, we're going to Disney. In 2 weeks, we're going to Disney. In 1 week, in 1 day, tomorrow, today, when we get off the airplane. But like in her mind, Disney is the castle, which is going to be the last day of our trip.
Oh,
so
okay.
There ended up kind of being this like weird situation where it was like, we left out of the airport to go to Disney on the resort, which was true, but not Disney, what she thinks of as Disney, which is the castle.
The castle.
And then like the first day we're there, we have like a resort day. So like, then we don't even go to the parks. And then the next day we go to Hollywood Studios, which is like, there's no castle. And so like, we were like, okay, our one saving grace here is that Fancy Nancy does lots of the like character meet and greets.
Right.
So we like walk over to see Nancy leaving the square.
Ugh.
And like waving backwards. And we're like, no. How do we screw this up? And so we're like kind of like standing there just like, me and Alice are kind of like looking at each other like, oh gosh, like this was supposed to be so good. And then like we look over and what had happened was they were doing like the swaps where a new person is in the suit. So then Nancy comes right back out, sees Addison like in the middle of this like huge square, comes and takes her by the hand, walks her to the front of her meet and greet line and gives her like the whole special treatment. And that was our Disney magic for the trip. It was just like,
What just happened?
This was so cute, so great. And Addy loved it. And then So they had like a whole row of like Disney Junior characters. So we went and met all those, and then she went back and waited in line again to meet Nancy.
Oh my gosh, so that's amazing.
It was really, really cute.
Man. Yeah, so. Well then I think you did not come to breakfast with us at Chef Mickey's, right?
I did not, no.
Okay, right. So but Addie did.
She did.
Yes. And that is a restaurant at the Contemporary where they do the character meet and greets at the table.
Yes.
Which is super fun. So they had the 5 of the 6 main Disney characters. So like Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, and Pluto.
Yes.
Were there. So no Daisy, to Beth's dismay, per her new pin focus.
Absolutely devastated.
I know. Yeah. What? No Daisy Duck? Oh, come on. While we were there, all the characters would come over, and like my kids, they seemed like maybe they were like, yeah, okay, they're here, cool, whatever.
Right.
But like Addie, every single time she would get up and walk over to them, give them a hug. So I have like a bunch of pictures now of like me and Addie and a character.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing. I love that. Well, you are one of Addie's best friends.
Well, of course, she told me that. She told me as much. Yeah. I was like, you're my best friend. I was like, oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I love this.
This is the best thing ever. Yeah. But that was fun because I had brought, what was fun for me at that one, besides just seeing Addie interact with the characters, was that I had brought a bunch of Lorcana cards of like the main characters.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this.
Yes,
yeah.
I did. Yeah, so I got when each of them came to the table, I got them all to sign their own Lorcana card.
Oh, that's cool.
Was pretty cool. I was like, which I think they must have done it before, but then you know I had like a full page just full of like signed cards. I was like, this is actually pretty cool. I'm like, this makes the character meeting a little more fun.
That does.
Yeah.
That really does.
I know. Sadly, I didn't bring a Stitch card because it didn't, like, Luke, you know, until this trip, Luke had barely mentioned Stitch in his life.
Yeah.
How could I have known?
How could you have known?
I didn't know.
Hey, maybe next time. Just bring everything.
Just bring it all. Just carry a huge binder of every single Disney character.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, what's this giant brick? It's like, it's just all my cards.
It's just all my cards in case you never know.
You never know if you're going to meet them. Yeah,
I don't know. So, we were trying to meet Jasmine because I brought a card for her as well.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
I know, we couldn't find her. And then when we went to go do Ratatouille, we saw Sleeping Beauty and we were like, oh, we'll get her on the way out. And then on the way out, she was gone. So we couldn't get her. But I had a card for her too. And then we saw Belle as well, and we went to get in that line to go because I had a Belle card, and they're like, sorry, this is the end of the line, we're not taking any more people past this. And I was like, man, so I failed on all princess fronts about getting any card signed.
You know, we'll just have to go back.
We'll have to go back, you know, we'll get them. Not a huge deal or anything, but that does bring us to our next line item here, which was the number of Disney characters taken photos with, which was 7.5. Me, you, and Alice all took the over. Beth took the under. I think we just soared past 7.5.
Wait, what was the
how many Disney characters we would take pictures with?
Oh yes, I think we soared past.
Yeah, because we already got Fancy Nancy, the 5 at breakfast, Stitch,
Figment.
Okay, there you go. Yep. That's 8
there. She gave Figment a huge hug.
Oh, that's cool.
It was very cute.
That's cool. Do you feel like you have a more of an attachment to Figment now?
A little bit, yeah. Because also on the very last night, you went to Epcot and we decided to go back to the room and do packing and everything. But brother-in-law Mike went to Epcot where he bought a like Figment popcorn bucket that like lit
did
up.
Did he really?
Well, he bought it for our mother-in-law and brought it back. But then when Addie saw it, she was like, I want that. That's
mine now.
I want that. Yeah. So she's going to bring it to like show and tell this week, like at school and everything. Like she is so jazzed about it. So she really liked Figment.
Well, there you go. All right. Yeah. Does your mother-in-law like Figment?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Cause that's a ride that's been around for such a period of time that like her, you know, taking like Alice when she was a little girl to Disney, she loved going and doing like the Figment of Imagination and just all that stuff. I think it like really fits like with their like the way that they did parenting and stuff like that. Like that very imaginative like way of looking at the world. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. 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 Sounds like maybe she should get into some Figment pins. I don't know.
I know. Yeah. She has one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
One. It's a good start. Good start to a collection. Got to start with one. Next one, we all got the point here. It was number of steps on whatever your highest step day was. The line was at 30,000. We all took the under. I don't think anyone hit 30,000.
Never hit 30,000. I think I got, I want to say like 24,000.
I think 24 was my highest as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, still a lot.
Yeah.
I would say the one thing I'm doing better about in my older age is just wearing comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, just like, doing that.
Just, I mean, it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens, isn't it? You're right. Like, why do people start wearing such lame shoes all the time? It's like, oh, because they're comfy.
Right, yeah, because it's like they feel way better.
It turns out, yeah, you know what? When you wear bad shoes, turns out it's not just bad feet. It's like bad like back the next day, you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's my birthday tomorrow, by the way. Oh, I'm feeling old.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Thanks.
37?
37. Yeah, wow. I know.
It's pretty wild.
It is. It does feel like you're like properly an adult. I'll tell you. Yeah. 37.
37.
Yeah.
3 more years, man.
Don't even say it, Ben.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's fine. And then, you might have to help me on this one. I don't know the math on it. This was number of Mickey ice cream bars eaten by everyone on the whole trip.
Okay, my family, me, and it's mostly me and Addie, accounted for 4.
You accounted for 4, and I ate 1.
You ate 1.
I ate 1. Ben, it was killing me that I could not eat. This was the real, I feel like the reason this number, we didn't make it because it was 5.5, and I don't know of anyone else who ate 1, unless, I don't know if mom and dad did. Or Mike or Sammy or anything.
I don't know that anybody else did.
I don't know either. I don't know. I don't think we made it. But this was the stomach bug struck here. Or not stomach. Whatever was wrong with me struck this one. Because I didn't feel comfortable eating ice cream until the very last day of the trip.
Ugh.
Felt like that was maybe a too complex food. But on Hollywood Studios, that was our first park day. The front half of the day, I was not feeling so good. I left the park early that day even to go home and like nap.
Yep.
And then watch the Commanders game, which they lost.
It was a real big sad.
But you know what? It was still a great season. It was fantastic. It was.
You know what? Next year.
Next year's our year.
Next year is our year.
That's right, man. Can't wait for next year.
But you know what? Honestly, I have to give a huge shout out to the Little Colonels because I feel like we've gotten a good several messages from like the emails and everything where people are like, hey, because you guys talk about it so much, I've kind of been like quietly following the Commanders. I think I brought this up even a couple weeks ago. We've gotten even more messages from people saying like very similar sentiment. People are just like excited about it. I think that they've just like enjoyed. I mean, and I think this is even what I brought up last time. I'm like, these like 4 or 5 whatever people who have sent me these messages are leading me to believe that more people are like, I'm okay with your sports conversation.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, good.
So anyway, thank you guys. Thank you for those messages.
Thank you for listening to us. You know, this is it's definitely like a part of the life. What was interesting to me being at Disney on like playoff weekend is how many people were just like sporting NFL gear.
It was everywhere. Yes.
I will say, especially Eagles fans.
Yeah. The Eagles.
So much. They travel well.
They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. And I don't know if this is like one of those, you know, like the Yankees, I think are like the most popular team in like more states than just like New York.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know if that's the case with like the Eagles where it's like, people from just like all over like them or like
I don't
maybe,
know. I would have thought it was the Cowboys.
That's what I would have thought. Yeah. Too. Yeah.
But well, maybe the Cowboys have just been, you know what? We always say that as a Commanders fan, I'm obligated to hate the Cowboys.
Naturally.
Yeah. But, and I would have but the thing is the Cowboys have had what looked to be good seasons over the years. But if you're a Cowboys fan, they've been in quite a drought themselves.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And they used to be like a dynasty.
Yeah, they used to be. I mean, that was the thing. I mean, Dallas and Washington were the huge rivals because they were both really good for a very long time.
And then they've both been pretty mid for quite some time.
Yeah. If you hear Tony Romo commentating, he's clearly has insane football IQ. But his record as a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys was like 500.
Yeah.
He was down the middle. Yeah. Yeah. Like you'd think this guy, I mean, anyway,
he's very smart,
and maybe just didn't have the right people or maybe just didn't have, I don't know what to say. Yeah. He's way better at football than me. I'll tell you that.
Sports.
There we go. Anyway, I don't think we made it to Mickey ice cream bars cause I couldn't, but we went back. But the point is just by complete chance, the Disney Vacation Club, which we were a part of, was having a Hollywood Studios night on the same day we were going to be in Hollywood Studios.
Sheer and utter coincidence.
Just complete luck.
Yeah. So that it worked out super well. And it was, there's like a huge, like mega Ticketmaster-esque lottery to get in to like get the things or whatever. And like you didn't get in, but my pass did.
Yes.
Like, I had so many people in my room. We could pretty much take everybody who like wanted to go. So
yeah.
And then it ended up working out just fine.
It ended up working out. Yeah, really well. And then and then that park was like pretty empty. Like me and Beth walked on the Tower of Terror twice. And I'm so glad that worked out because I was feeling like so bad on the front half of the day and was so disappointed that like I couldn't do any of the rides or anything.
Right.
And I had to like skip lunch and all that. And like, fortunately I got like a second chance.
Yeah.
And got to go do it. But,
they were also handing out free ice cream bars.
They gave you passes for three snacks, which you could just get anywhere, which was great. And then outside of that, just free ice cream.
Just free ice cream
bars.
Yeah.
And I had to watch Ben as everyone else walked up and got an ice cream except me. And I thought we were going to pass the over-under because Mike and Sammy walked up and they came back and they were holding little packages. But they got the sandwiches.
Ugh, not the same.
Not the bars. Didn't count. So I think we only got five on the trip. And I took me, you, and Alice all took the over. Beth took the under.
Ugh.
Beth gets a point.
If there's any solace whatsoever, it's the fact that I was like, this is a surprisingly good ice cream bar.
You did. You on Hollywood Studios night got an ice cream bar and you were sitting down and eating it and you were like, I take it all back. This is really good. And I was like, that's a win in my book.
Yes. I mean, the only thing I'll say about it is the flavor is pretty great. And the crunch like through like the shell is pretty awesome. It is messy as all get out. Like,
it can be.
The chocolate it breaks and like falls off everywhere.
Yeah.
So normally it's not a problem. But then like the one that you were eating, we were like inside like a building and it kept falling all over the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a problem. But whatever. I don't regret it at all.
I don't. You shouldn't.
I wasn't.
Shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. And then let's see the next one. This one is going to be God, we might have to do some math on this one. Number of rides ridden on whatever day we rode the most rides.
Boy,
did we ever make, so the line was 10 and a half. Did we ever make it to 11?
Okay.
I think Hollywood Studios was going to be our best bet because we had the nighttime situation as well.
I need to go through my Magic Kingdom day in my head really quick because that's gonna, I know I,
oh,
didn't,
you're
get it,
right.
I didn't get it at Hollywood Studios, but when I was at Magic Kingdom, I rode in the Tomorrowland Speedway with Addison twice.
Okay.
I did the carousel with Addison twice. I did the Aladdin Magic Carpet rides. I did Pirates, Tron, Space Mountain,
Haunted Mansion. Did you do Tiana's?
Tiana's.
Okay, so now you're at 10. Did you do like Small World?
I didn't do Small World this time.
Did you do Buzz Lightyear?
I didn't do Buzz Lightyear.
Any Astro Orbiter? Dumbo?
No.
Barnstormer?
No.
Are we running out of rides?
I think we might be.
Oh no, we're right at 10.
I think we're right at 10. That's the only thing I can remember from that day.
But as you can see, the park was pretty empty because you could just walk on stuff. Let me see if I can remember my day at Magic Kingdom because we also did, I don't know if I'm going to get that. We did the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, which is not really a ride, but it is an experience.
I did do the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Yeah, Luke did that too. Let's see. Then we did the carousel. Then we did the teacups. We did Tron, Pirates, Tiana's.
We did the teacups.
You did the teacups.
We did the teacups.
Okay, then you made it. You're to 11.
Got to 11 in Magic Kingdom on a half day.
Yeah. And we did Haunted Mansion, Small World. That might have been it.
Okay.
I think so. Nate did, if we want to give Nate, he did, well, I was going to say Nate did Tiana's twice, but he didn't do Pirates, so that he's sort of sitting at 7 too.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, there we go. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yep.
So does that break the over?
That breaks the over. You did it.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, cool. So we all said over, which is you made it. So
woo-hoo,
you did it for us, man.
By the skin on our teacups.
Yes. Okay. So then did you do Laugh Factory?
I did not do Laugh Factory and I had the opportunity to, but I couldn't get anybody to go with me.
Ah, bummer. Okay. Well, so our next one was anyone in the family going to be that guy on the laugh floor?
Ah,
yes. So I think in the end, only four people ended up doing the Laugh Factory that I'm aware of, which was Mom, Luke, Nick, and Nate.
Okay. You didn't do it.
I didn't do it. No, okay. Because me and Beth went to go to Tron.
Okay.
And Mom took them to go do this instead. And none of them were that guy. However, One of the things you can do on that ride, or not the ride experience, I guess, is you can text in jokes that the comedians can then use.
Yep.
And they'll do that. And Mom or Luke told Mom one, which she texted in, which was what happens when you tell an egg a joke? It cracks up.
Ah, that's so good.
Yeah, so, and they used his joke.
That's awesome.
So he wasn't that guy, but they were a part of the show.
They were a part of the show. That's amazing.
So that was pretty good. In any case, me, Alice, and Beth all said, yes, someone would be that guy. You said no, so you get the point.
Ha-ha!
There you go. Victory. Victory for Ben on that point. Let's see. How many times we take pictures with Super Carlin Brothers fans?
Oh, what was the number?
The number was 11 and a half.
So it needed to be 12.
I think I had like three. So unless you really met a lot more people than me.
I had two groups of two.
Okay.
So that would give us four.
Okay. So plus my three is seven. All right.
Seven.
Although me and you were both in one together. So, right.
Was that one with two people?
No, that was just with one person at the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Then I haven't counted it yet.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I've counted that one, so don't worry about that
Molly.
One. Molly. Yes. Hi.
Hi, Molly.
At Kidani Village.
Let's see here. So that means, we're at seven, and then I can get up to eight. Nine.
Oh, man. You're getting close.
Nine's it.
Okay. Well, we got close then. We got to nine out of 11 and a half.
Yes.
So got the under. Me and you took the under on that one. Alice took the over. Beth took the under. So everyone except Alice gets a point.
Okay.
There
okay.
we go. Then this one again, you must have just been like way more running into people, but it was how many times do we run into Dola from our Discord server who happened to be at the parks at the same time as us.
Yes.
And I didn't see Dola at all, but I think you did.
I did. I saw her three times.
You saw her three times. Well, the line was 2.5. So there you go.
So when I saw her for the third time, we were at the Jumbo House at Animal Kingdom, and I like looked up at the cafeteria, and I like saw her from across the way, and she saw me from across the way, and I held three in the air, and she goes, and she just like shakes her head, like, yeah,
we did it,
we
hit three.
So that's pretty amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, you got the point. Me and Beth took the under, and you and Alice took the over.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yep. Shout out to Dola.
Well done. And then the final one was, Will Alice get soaked on Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
Ooh.
And I don't know. Did she get soaked?
I don't think we can say she got soaked. We did get wet, but it wasn't as bad as we thought. And it was kind of funny because, again, her mom and her aunt were with us, and we walked over there and we were trying to like wait on, you know, like other people, or I can't remember what was going on, but there was a reason why we like sent them to go in front of us.
Okay.
And they're like, are you sure? Like, we're happy to like wait, you know, cause Addie wasn't tall enough. And she was like, I mean, like a half inch off.
Oh, needed some taller shoes.
I genuinely think if we had put her in Crocs that day, then she would have been tall enough. And the guy was looking at me like, I mean, and it's possible this was even like somebody from the community who like could like knew and was like, I want to say yes, but I cannot let somebody who is too small go on the ride.
Right.
I mean, he looked devastated. I was like, I mean, I was like, I get it. Like, I mean, we, of course, like,
right.
But it was so close. So that we were doing this like thing where we're taking turns, and we did not tell her, Alice's mom and aunt really a whole lot about the ride. We just sort of like assumed
they knew.
Yeah. It used to be Splash Mountain.
Right.
And so they got off the ride. They're like, we got soaked. Why didn't you guys tell us?
Even better.
It was really funny.
The surprise soak.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I definitely got soaked.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I got destroyed by that ride. I was so wet. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. I got it. But I said that me and you said Alice would get soaked, and Beth and Alice said that she would not.
Ugh.
So we both lost that point, I
Darn
think.
It. Okay.
Oh, well. So I think you might have won. I don't know. I think you beat me anyway.
Okay, I think it's going to be close between Alice and me. Yeah,
okay.
We'll have to do like a final
count. There we go.
Wow. What a trip, though. What a trip.
It was very cool, very fun, minus being a little bit sick on the front end of it and trying to recover. I had to like miss out on eating food for a lot of it.
I know. That's such a bummer, too. Yeah. Because the food, I feel like, especially like at this age for us, has become such like a huge part of the experience.
I know.
Overall. I will say, though, that despite the fact we did get to do the Bippity Boppity Boutique, I have to talk about it for a second because it was such a highlight for me.
Yeah.
This was like one of those things that like, not that I ever had any issue with the Bippity Boppity Boutique, but like I remember like seeing kids like walking around having like done it and everything, and it never really occurring to me one way or another that this was something that like would be as special as it was.
Yeah.
And it really is.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's a truly delightful experience. And I mean, it's, you know, it certainly is expensive, and I felt like they did such a great job with Addison, and she had so much fun like going in and getting to like pick out her stuff. She ended up picking out Snow White.
I know. I thought for sure she was going to be Jasmine.
Yes. The only thing I could think is that Jasmine doesn't have a dress at the Bippity Boppity Boutique. It's like a pantsuit type situation.
I see. Yeah.
And so I think maybe that was throwing her
off.
She
wanted the dress.
She wanted the dress.
Yeah.
And the Snow White dress is incredibly adorable.
I mean, she has more of the Snow White like natural look.
She does about her anyway. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like the darker features and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was really, really cute. And she like went through the whole thing. She was so stoic the whole time.
She was.
Like, she would just like sit in the chair, and she like, you know, kind of had like her hands in her lap, and they would go through and like do all the, you know, pull her hair back and do the makeup and do her nails and, you know, her lips, and they put like the glitter on everything. I mean, she just had so much fun with it. And like, I think she was really proud. Like,
yeah.
You know, getting to like be like in her gown. Oh, and she did, you can like pick out like a hairstyle, and what she wanted was like this like cotton candy hair extension. So it's like a pink and blue hair extension that came out. And like, I mean, she was like doing like the, like from Wicked, like the toss,
yeah,
you know, thing, I mean, and then later that day while we're at the parks, she goes and gets her face painted, rainbow.
Yeah.
So she's got like rainbow face paint on, and she's wearing her pink sunglasses upside down in her Snow White outfit. Like, just.
Yeah, she's just going through her nightmare princess rainbow swamp witch face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
every little girl does.
Like every little girl does.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You said it's a picture, and yeah, she had the rainbow face paint, the cotton candy ponytail with the like slicked back natural hair with upside down sunglasses and a Snow White dress. And
yeah.
She just looked like she was on cloud nine.
She couldn't have been happier.
I know. She was like, final form achieved. What's the problem?
I know. I got it. I've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, she Disney'd so hard. It was like just absolutely a treat to watch. I couldn't have been happier with how all of it went, and it makes me so excited for like trips to come.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, like I would do it again. Like, you know,
yeah.
It's like, even that was like maybe you do it once and like when they're little and
yeah,
like, you know, that'll be that. Like, we'll eventually look back on pictures and she'll be like, I can't believe you guys made me do that. I'm like, you loved it.
You loved it.
You did love it, Addison from the future. If you're listening right now, it was a really good time.
Yeah. And then Luke actually did it as well.
Yes.
He did the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, which I will say the boys side of thing is certainly much more of an afterthought.
There's a little bit less to do.
There's a little less to do. You give like, if you bring like a little girl in there, there are like a whole binder of like, here's the hair you could pick, and here's the dress you could pick, and here's the nails you can do, and you know, all that stuff. And then it's like the boys, it's like, you could pick one of these three costumes, which are just, you know, costumes.
Right.
And you can get your hair put, you know, I mean, like at the end of the day, Luke wanted to be like a knight instead of like a prince or whatever, which was totally fine. And he got like a cool shirt. It came with a cape on it, yeah, which was awesome. He loved running around in that all day. And then the fun thing you do get is they give you like a sword and a shield,
yes,
at the end. And I think that was the huge draw for him.
It was pretty cool. Yeah. I would have been pretty stoked.
Yeah, it was pretty good. He was like, I think that's why he wanted to do it in the first place. But then he was kind of going through the rest, and I could tell he was feeling like a little nervous about it. He had to like sit in the chair, and they're like combing his hair and making him look all handsome and stuff. We got a great picture of like him looking in the mirror.
Yes, and he's cheesing so hard.
He's like, yeah, I look good.
I look good.
But then they like I wasn't sure how this was gonna go. They like do this like glitter stuff, like they put it in their hair or whatever. And I wasn't sure. I was like, is he gonna like that? But actually I thought it actually looked really cool at the end.
Yeah, he looked great.
Yeah.
He looked really good. And then he had like these like power poses for like,
oh my gosh,
like the sword and the shield. I was just like, man, this kid's like ready to be like on like the like a poster for a movie or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. They like they turn you around and like have you close your eyes and like they're, you know, they kind of fake him out a couple times and put some like not sword and shield things in their hands. And then the third time they like he opened his eyes and he had the sword and shield in his hands and he was like, you could just watch his face just like, best day ever, you know.
Feel the power.
He immediately, I mean, Luke can strike a pose, man. He had all of them exactly down. Yeah, so that was pretty fun too. And he was running around with those all day, just loving it. So
you gotta love it.
Yeah. So don't, if you have like a little boy, like don't, you know, like don't think you can't do it. It's fun. They're gonna like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was really cute. It was really fun. And I think that they like got to do it together. So they got to go in.
Yeah, you know,
like
they go do it together.
The fairy godmother comes and like speaks to them both at once. And it was really, and I think that even helped Addie feel more comfortable too, to have like a buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Worked out well. So
taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
Anyway, Disney trip. You guys don't have to continue to hear us talk about it for any longer. I know it's been three weeks of nonstop Disney World talk, but we were excited. And we're in such a really glorious phase with the kids.
Yeah.
It's like I'm so curious. Like we signed up for the Disney Vacation Club and we've gone every year since we've had it. And it's like I've not looked back once. I'm like, this has just been nothing but like a good decision for us and our families.
I know, yeah.
We get to, you know, like the way that you're able, the rooms are so much bigger, so you can just like have more people come with you. So we had 17 people total in our party, and it was just really cool to like, you know, I mean, it wasn't even uncommon to like just run into y'all doing your own thing.
I know.
In the park.
Yeah. It's like, it's in, cause you like, you all go down together, but of course a group of 17 just can't like stay together at the park. It's unfeasible. So you just kind of have to, kind of have to have your own little plans, but then you run into each other at random parts too. And that's just sort of fun.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So, so what I was going to say is like, I'll be very curious to see what it's like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Like, will they still be like all super into it?
Yeah. Did you have any like new discoveries or new fun things for like you personally?
Oh man. Well, so the reason that we weren't at Mickey and Minnie's breakfast thing that you guys went to and Addison was with you guys was because for Alice and I's anniversary, which was just this past January 6th, mom bought us this thing where we got to go do like a cake decorating class at Emirates Patisserie in Disney Springs. And it's like a like Disney like infused bakery.
Okay.
And you get to go and make like a kind of like a set of Mickey ears like cake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, it was really a fun experience.
That's awesome.
And like, I feel like our finished cake was absolutely like really beautiful. Like it turned out so well.
Sent us the pictures. It was really awesome.
Yes. I was really happy with how it turned out. And the whole time I saw that the woman instructing our class was wearing like an Emirates Patisserie pin. And I was like, well, I'm really, I'm going to get the pin.
Yeah, got to get the pin.
Turns out you can only get the pin by taking the class.
Oh!
And so at the end, she's like, she goes through and she hands them all out. It's like included in the cost or whatever. So everybody got like, you know, a pin. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is, you know, it reminded me of like the, I mean, obviously like in a different scale, but like when we did that Star Wars resort, like live action.
Oh, the Halcyon?
The Halcyon.
Yeah.
So we have a pin from that.
Like, yes,
from,
we do.
Because we were passengers. That was the only way to get that pin. And it's like, now that's gone.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's going to be a cool pin forever because we got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I like this because it's like, it made me want to do other really cool outings through like the Disney experience catalog or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just to be like, what other cool hidden little bits are there?
Oh, I know. Yeah. There's gotta be other things. So one of the things that I found by the time we got to Epcot, which was like our second to last day,
yep,
was I was like, finally, like, I think I could have a drink again. So I think I actually ended up making it all the way through January, just full dry January.
Way to go.
I know. Look at that. Hey. I was trying to do January or up to Disney.
Right.
But then I think it just worked out that it was like, you know what? I actually made it the whole month. Hey, wow. Cool. So on February 1st, though, we were in Epcot. And is that right? I don't even know. Maybe not. Whatever it was. But we were in Germany and all I wanted to get was a beer. And I just went and like, I thought, oh, I'll just get whatever. But this one in particular, I can't pronounce it. Koenig Ludwig Weissbier. I got it the first night and Beth went over and got like one of like the giant pretzels at Germany. And I was walking around with my pretzel and my beer and it was like heaven. It was so good.
You're just like,
it was like,
life doesn't get any better.
I was like, this is, first of all, I was just getting a beer and it was like one of the best beers I'd ever had.
Oh,
I was so happy. So then the next night when we went back to Epcot, I got the exact same thing.
No way.
Yeah. So I got it twice.
Okay. New favorite beer.
Yep. So that was cool. Yeah, I was like, I even took a picture of it. I gotta look this up. Like, we're gonna get this in the real world, you know?
Will it be the same?
Will it be the same? Maybe you got to get it from the little German place in Disney.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. But I feel like the other thing we have to talk about is dad's pin collecting.
Yes, we definitely do.
Yes, we do, because so like throughout the trip, dad was really learning the ropes of the pin trading. He was really in on it. Like.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and dad historically has always been good when it came to collecting things or really just any hobby. He gets into it like very like deep end.
Yes. Yes. And I think like maybe on the last trip, it seemed like he was like, okay, yeah, pin trading. I'll pick a character. I'll do the thing. And he was sort of like, you know, doing it for like the sake of now I have something to do or something.
Right.
But this time he was like, I am into pin trading.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Capital P, capital T, pin trading.
Capital P, capital T. He was like, I need the accessories. He bought, like, I need, like, you know, I gotta, he was like, you could, like, watch him, like figuring it all out.
Yes. You know? I mean, and to the, I mean, it was really fun walking around with him because, I mean, like, you did not skip a pin board.
No, you didn't.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like, if there was a pin board, it's like, we got to go look.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you may as well check it.
Right. Because
you never know. You never know.
You never know.
And sometimes, sure enough, you'd find one. And when you're going for a character like Goofy, I mean, you really, you got pretty good odds.
Right. Yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, rather popular character.
Rather popular character. Yeah. Big three, you know.
Right, yeah.
I would say. Well, would you say Goofy three? Would you say the big three are Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy, or Mickey, Minnie, and Donald, or Mickey, Donald, and Goofy? Certainly those are the four.
Certainly those. I mean, I feel like the correct answer is that there's not a top three. There's just a top four.
There's just the top four.
Mickey, because I almost feel like, you know, it's like Mickey is definitely
the big cheese.
Big cheese.
Yeah.
You know, pun intended.
Pun intended.
But then, like, it feels like you could then come down to Mickey and Minnie.
You could even come down to Mickey and Pluto.
Well,
I think Mickey and Minnie's probably more popular, right? Yeah,
yeah, I think so. But yeah, I think Mickey, Minnie.
Oh, yeah, is it Donald or Goofy?
I think it's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it really, like, I would skew Goofy. Donald is not a character I've resonated with as much growing up, but I know lots of people do.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm not, I, like, that's just like a preference thing.
Yeah. That's the thing. I can almost for sure tell you that Daisy is sixth.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah. Probably, yeah. Bottoms out there a little bit.
That might be fair.
She left out. I will say that makes the Daisy pins, though, a little more intriguing because, like, they're not as prevalent.
Right.
Like, of the Sensational Six, she's certainly the least represented, which made hunting her a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I going to say? But so, yeah, dad, pin trading. I think by the end of it, I mean, he kept seeing, you can seem like see the other people, and like a lot of other people will have like their little zip up notebooks, or they'll have like the little foam boards or their backpacks that they're carrying that are specifically designed for pin trading.
Yes.
And dad loves an accessory when it comes to a hobby.
Oh yeah.
And he saw these and you could tell he's like, I gotta have something. I gotta have a way to present my stuff or, you know, do the thing.
Right. Well, and I think he had like his first run in with like the serious pin traders at Epcot.
Yeah.
And I think that really dialed it up to like 11 for him. Cause I think he was kind of like, Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There's like a, like, I want to be, cause that could either be intimidating or aspirational.
Yes.
And I feel like it ended up being aspirational.
I think it absolutely it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like there are people, we ran into people in the elevator and they just, you could tell that's what their plan for the day was. Like Their day at Disney was like, I'm going to go to Epcot. I'm going to sit in front of the pin store and I'm going to lay my binders out and I'm going to trade with people. And that will be how I spend my day on this vacation day.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Like I'm doing that thing.
I mean, the gentleman who gave Addison like the Mackerel and Jasmine pin, like 100% that is what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he had like this huge binder. I mean, it reminded me of like the ones you would have like in like middle school or high school where like you could put multiple subjects in it and had like the big zipper.
Yeah.
And I mean, it probably held
a trapper keeper.
Yeah. Like a trapper keeper. And it probably held like, I don't know, like 200 to 300 pins or something. I mean, yeah. It was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, dad by the end of the week did have himself like a pin backpack that had like the pages in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Which was cool. And then like, you know, I think he had bought like some like trader pins to like do the boards with because that's what he knew about.
Right.
But then he saw the pin traders and he'd go up and show them and, you know, they weren't interested in any of that stuff.
Right. Because probably the ones that you buy like in bulk, it's kind of like the reason that they're there is because there's just
because there's bulk. Yeah. They're like they're not very good or they're not very rare or like when you get like a few layers into the pin community, it's like, oh, yeah, the scrappers and the fakes and stuff like that starts being very like frowned upon and things like that.
Right. Right.
Which, you know, if you're just trading off the boards, it's not like, I don't think you're ever expecting to find like a rare pin per se.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Maybe not as much unless you just get very lucky and someone who really didn't know did a thing. But most people who know aren't leaving them on the boards.
True.
Anything like that. But so if you want to trade with the real, like the people outside who are doing the trading, what's fun about it is that everyone has their own thing they're going for most of the time. It's not like a trading card game where it's just like, yeah, there's like three decks and everyone knows that these are the best cards and that's pretty much what everyone wants and everything else is just sort of a bunch of fluff.
Right.
You know, it's like if you have a big binder like that and you've just collected stuff, like a lot of times what those people are looking for is like full sets of mystery pins or whatever. And like they don't want to go and buy 20 packs of it because that's really expensive.
Right.
So they just want to sit there and trade with people who bought the other packs until they can complete it or whatever. Right. So the way, if you want to go trade with them, what you need to do is go into the store, buy a mystery pack that's going to come with like 5 or 6 mystery pins. If you want any of those, great. But otherwise, just take them out. And that's basically your currency.
Yes.
You can kind of be like, okay, I've got like these munchlings or the ones that we kept getting were they looked like rubber ducks, but the ducks look like different characters.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah. Because there was a Pluto one. And I was like, well, worst case scenario, I'll just get the Pluto pin and then I'll just trade the other ones. Never ended up pulling one, but did trade for one.
Ah.
So worked out.
So you've got it. You're covered. Yeah.
But so I sort of learned that trick at Disneyland over the summer, but dad didn't know that until like the last day. So he had to go in and like get his pins and go out there and was like trading with the people. And that's when you can get like more of the fun pins because you can really just zero in on like, oh, those are cool. And they always tend to have stuff that like that isn't in the store, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So that was it. But you could see like dad like watching and learning the process of like, okay. I get it. Like the trader board pins aren't as good. These are the better ones. So keep those over here to trade with real people.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It's very interesting because it actually reminds me a lot of like watching Alice watch me watch like football over the years, where like I think she always knew that I was entertained. And I think she always knew, like, obviously these are like sold out crowds. People really love sports. Like, it's like, yeah, people like this stuff. But like, but then I think that just here in the past couple of years, she started to like understand like the rules enough, the stakes, the stories, the rivalries.
Right.
And she's into it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
The drama.
Like, things that are really popular, it's like, they're usually popular because they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like you may not have been able to discover what other people love about it yet, but like, it doesn't mean that all those people are wrong.
Right.
You know, it's like, usually it's just like, it's a matter of how willing are you to explore it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And yeah, so I think that was all the gears clicking into place.
That was all the gears clicking into place for sure. But then this was the crazy thing, because you probably like, guys, stop talking about pins or whatever, but it really comes full circle here, because we got home and, you know, everyone put all their pins on their boards and we're all sharing our pictures of our new little collections that we've made or whatever.
Yep.
But then it turned like, then this surprised me, is like, it was like the day after, and dad started sending us more pictures, and it was, he had gone into the basement and found old like pin collections that he had from like other endeavors in his life.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Like nonprofits he's been involved with, or like marathons that he's run,
or like national parks that he's been to.
Yep.
Or whatever. And it wasn't just like 10 pins. It was probably like 50 or 60.
Yeah.
Like I was there, I was actually at their house last night and he was showing me the whole thing. And it was like, all, it was like he was sending it. And it's like that scene in Harry Potter where Harry gets on the Quidditch team and he's like, I'm afraid I'm going to make a fool of myself. And Hermione's like, you won't make a fool of yourself. It's in your blood. And she goes, and you're like, and she shows him that his dad was on the Quidditch team. And he's like, oh, no way. And it's like, you know, we've been sitting here doing this pin collecting thing for like years, or for a couple years now.
Right.
And it was like, all of a sudden, dad's sending us these pictures of these other things. And he has known that we've been doing it.
Right.
But like,
yes.
He went down and like discovered, I think he had the same discovery. He was like, I've already been doing it. You
right,
know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's like he has, like, everywhere he goes, he apparently buys a pin.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, going back to, like, his college days, he had, like, a whole row of pins from, like, the different ski resorts out west that he went to. It's like, that meant that our dad, as, like, a 21-year-old person out in the world, probably as a fairly broke college student.
As an unmarried person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was out there and going to multiple different ski resorts and at each of them buying pins. Yeah.
Yes. It was just one of those, it's amazing to me that he's listened to us do this and he's been to Disney and didn't realize that he'd already been doing it.
Yeah.
You know, but then he went back and it was like, oh my gosh, you've already been collecting pins the whole time. Then it was like that. It was, I don't know. It just felt like a kind of validation or something.
Like this is part of who we are.
It's part of who we are as people. It was like, you've already been doing it. And I've already been doing it. I just discovered it randomly, but you also did it. And you didn't know you were doing it.
Yeah.
And now the whole family is like so into it. And it's like, this is crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, did you discover a love for pins, or have they just always been there the whole
time?
Yeah,
they were there. The love was there to be discovered.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. That was cool, I thought.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's so unbelievable. So random that this is like such a big piece of like the culture of Disney World, Disneyland,
yeah,
Disney fans,
yes,
in general, yeah. So it's been really exciting. We even had lunch with Dad today, and he's like, "I'm listening to podcasts."
He's listening to, yeah, I know. He's
dang.
Like, "I'm listening to Disney Pin podcasts now." And I was like, "Oh boy,
oh man, we're
doing it. Here we go." But it's like, sometimes I feel like when you get into a hobby like this, like you can get really enthusiastic about it at first, and then it'll start to like fizzle out for the people around you. And it just doesn't seem like that's happening.
No. Yeah.
It's just like, I love that everyone's into it.
Well, and I think it's because it's like a hobby that you only get to like truly stretch your legs on. I mean, I guess you've been buying pins sort of like as the year's gone on. I think you follow some Instagram pages.
Yeah,
stuff.
I follow some Instagram pages and I'll like look through them. And if every now and then there's like one at a reasonable price that I don't have that I think is cool, I'll be like, here you go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But it's kind of fun to like to have this thing that you enjoy so much and you can almost like set it aside and then come back to it. And it's like, all my
still
interest
there.
Is still here.
Still there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is amazing how it can crop up in different ways. Like, cause you think you're right, just at the parks or whatever.
Right.
But like, yeah, you can find them on Instagram or whatever. Or like yesterday we were at a Comic-Con. We were doing a Harry Potter trivia show.
Yep.
At Big Lit Comic-Con here in Roanoke.
Yeah.
Which, boy, oh boy, hadn't been to that event in like 7 years or something.
It was popping.
Let me tell you what. Come to Big Lit Comic-Con in Roanoke.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
It is very cool.
It is really good.
I mean, it was, I was shocked. Like, you know what I mean? Like when I think about like the ones that you see people do like in New York City or San Diego, or,
yeah,
like all the really like famous ones and stuff. You see the people in like the full suits of armor walking around, like the like guys like that are like the Halo Spartans and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they were all there.
They were all there.
It was really cool.
It was great. It was, I mean, yeah, I was impressed. Like, it legit, really good event.
Plus we hosted trivia.
So come see us do that as well. But afterwards, I was just sort of like walking the floor and it occurred to me that like, you know what I bet could be here? Pins. I bet pins are in this building.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I found some. So
did you buy some?
I got a Pluto pin, and then mom and dad were watching the kids, so I got dad a Goofy pin, and I found Beth a Daisy pin, and I couldn't believe I couldn't find more than one Pluto pin, but I did get some.
Well done.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. It was good stuff. So you never know when it might pop up.
There you go.
Collecting. fun stuff.
It is fun stuff.
Yeah.
It is fun stuff. Oh, man. I am excited, too, because we are now getting ready for Through the Griffin Tour, where we will yep. be circling back down to
Orlando. We're back down to Orlando.
I know, yeah.
And that when we were there, man, we talked to the pin traders. They're like, you got to go to pin HQ. And I was like, tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
They were like, it's so many pins, it will be overwhelming. And I was like, it sounds like my kind of store.
The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist. Like, so I can tell you, man, when we're in Orlando, we got to go.
Oh, we're definitely doing that. Yeah, it sounds like so much fun. Anyway, guys, thank you for humoring our rather lengthy conversation about pins. But you know what? I don't even feel bad.
I don't really feel bad.
I really just enjoyed it the whole
time. Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah.
Anyway, if you have any feedback for the show, send it on over to popcornculturepod@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/popcornculture. Links in all the descriptions down below. But otherwise, until next time.
Pop, pop.
Did you forget your line?
Almost. I was going to say bye. We say that for every other show.
Today's episode was edited by Isabel Chrisley. Vaishawn Brandon does our art. Catherine Stein is our production manager, and the show is hosted by me and Jonathan Carlin.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.